Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with BC Krishna, President and CEO of MineralTree. BC, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen, and thanks for having me on.
It is a great pleasure to talk to you, and we're talking today about B2B payments and some of the complexities and challenges in the B2B payment space that I know you address on a daily basis with your clients, but wanted to get your perspective on the bigger picture as well. So let's start with the basics. Tell us a little bit about the problems you solve for business with MineralTree, and what about your approach to solving those problems do you think makes you unique?
Certainly. What we are doing is focusing on the AP and payment automation components of the B2B payments. Of course, as people approach B2B payments either from the accounts payable side or the accounts receivable side or both, we've chosen to focus our energies on bringing efficiency, automation, security, simplicity to the disbursement side, AP, that is, AP invoice and payment automation.
Mm-hmm.
There's an expectation. This is, of course, a very broad market. There are many, many different kinds of businesses that make up the milieu of, the American business landscape. And we have chosen to focus on what people sometimes call the middle market, or businesses in sort of call it the $1 million to $250 million revenue range. And there's an expectation of solutions that are delivered into this market that they're very, very tightly integrated with the accounting systems that serve as the systems of record for invoices. And if you don't integrate, then you're creating friction in solutions, in the way the solution gets used, and therefore, lack of effective use. So to answer your question about how we're different, certainly like the industry and the market expects, we are integrated very tightly with the most common accounting and ERP systems in the market. But we're also distinguishing ourselves in an extremely simple usage, easy to implement, easy to use, very easy to acquire. That's one big distinguishing feature. Second is that we have a very, very robust set of payment options. The way we process payments, there are no intermediary accounts that are used when MineralTree payments are made. There are no delays in payments that usually come from these intermediary accounts. We provide a very wide range of payment choices, whether it's check or ACH, virtual cards, wires. And our approach to the way in which we process payments enables us to have those payment options. And then finally, I would say that, we're very proud of the significant level of security and control that we provide to this AP and payment automation world. I strongly believe that you can't offer a payment solution without fundamentally addressing the security and control elements of it. So, the various things that we provide, payment authorization and limits, controls to mitigate the risk of employee fraud. But ultimately, we also put our money where our mouth is, and we guarantee against online fraud. So if despite using MineralTree, business loses to online account takeover, we cover them to the tune of $100,000 a year.
Wow.
Those are just some of the areas that we kind of really have made a mark on. Yeah.
So there's a lot there to unpack. Let me start with a couple questions. So the middle market you define as $1 million to $250 million annual revenue businesses. That seems like a pretty big range, but obviously they have to pay their bills. So are there particular requirements that change the larger the business becomes that you have to take into consideration with your solution, your platform?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there are degrees to which some of the capabilities of the solution get exercised more and less. But let me kind of, say, yes, it is a very broad range, but the best way to think about, the way we think about that market is just really as a bell curve. And, to center the market somewhere around the, call it the $50 to $100 million revenue range, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're less than that, doesn't mean that you don't have a need. If you're larger than that, doesn't mean your need becomes that much more complex. Unfortunately or fortunately, we tend to look at the market by revenue. And revenue is a decent proxy, but really what it comes down to is what is the volume of payments that you make and what types of processes you need to support in order to make those payments. I mean, we have customers that are nonprofits who you might argue really don't have any revenue that have a massive volume of payments. On the other hand, we have very large companies, public companies in our portfolio that have a relatively small number of payments. So, yeah, I mean, it's a way to think about the market, but more importantly, the range really comes from the volume of invoices and payments that are processed.
Gotcha.
And so to answer your question, invoice to pay, right, from the time the invoice is captured, routed for approval, approved, aged for payment, authorized for payment, and the payment is actually executed, that whole sequence of steps, depending upon the nature of the business, you know, you're very audit aware or small or large volume of payments, there are probably different stress points on the requirements across that spectrum.
So have you seen the type of payment or the mix of payments shift over the years? How are businesses paying their suppliers these days?
This is a fascinating question that I hope that in our lifetime we actually see it change. You know, I think that it's unfortunately the case that for the vast majority of businesses still make the vast majority of their payments by paper check. And we've not really seen that change at all. You know, the AFP has a conference coming up next week, does a survey every year or every 2 years, and they tend to focus on the billion-dollar plus corporations where there has been change and there has been a significant downward drag on check payments. But that same shift simply does not exist within the larger middle market. The payments are still made by paper check. You know, shockingly, the number of check-based payments have now gone up from $3.5 billion a year in the year 2000 to now about $8.5 billion in the most recent Fed payment survey.
Wow. How do you explain that?
Briefly, I think it comes to two things. One is checks are very effective. They're ubiquitous. I don't need to know a whole lot about like my counterparty in order to make the payment. The second is that checks by their design include remittance detail.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to worry about explaining why I made the payment to you. If you were to look at the options, you look at the core rails that we have in the country, other than checks, ACH, debit card, credit card, and wire, they're all, you know, very effective payment options for certain types of transactions. But for B2B, ACH, start there, right? If I'm going to pay you, Karen, I need to know your account number, routing number. Where am I going to get that? How am I going to store it? Where am I going to maintain it? Am I willing to take on the liability of it? I have this sort of core problem of getting remittance, which is not addressed effectively today in any of the rails, the alternate rails. So kind of by default, it's the most effective way, simply because it's easy for the sender.
It's so fascinating to hear you say what you've just said, because we had a discussion a week or so ago with a group of people in the payment space about the faster payments initiatives that are currently underway in the U.S. There's, of course, what the Fed is organizing to investigate. There's same-day ACH now that NACHA has gotten approved by its members. And then there's the real-time initiative that the Clearinghouse is building. And the thing that I left that discussion understanding is that, at least from the perspective of lots of bankers and corporates, the problem isn't really moving the money. The problem is moving the data with the money. It's what you said. With a check, you get remittance detail, and that may be, you know, quote unquote inefficient, but at least the money and the data travel together. And it's a fascinating conversation because it makes one wonder what problem are we really solving with faster payments. Not that we all don't want payments to be faster, but there are lots of other layers that need to be addressed in order for faster payments to deliver its promise.
No question. At MineralTree, you know, what we do is we spend all our day thinking about B2B payments. And so, you know, what I'm about to say probably doesn't apply to consumer payments. I really don't understand all of the sort of ins and outs of consumer payments. But when it comes to B2B payments and faster payments, and you kind of think about the various people in the entire sort of, you know, payment value chain, payer, payee, bank, processor, and the Fed, the need for fast speed, I think everybody approaches this with a slightly different perspective. And it's very, very difficult to unify behind faster is good for everybody all the time, you know? And that's really the crux of it, right? I mean, I suppose from a Fed perspective, fast is good because it reduces float, which is, I think, a good thing. Right? Nobody wants to have a whole bunch of extra money in the system. So fast settlements and irrevocability is probably a good idea from a Fed perspective. I think that from a payer standpoint, I don't think it's so much about speed, but predictability of settlement. Mm-hmm. And if you can probably break that down into confirming that a payment has been made and ensuring that that settlement occurs within a very defined period of time, I think that's really what people are asking for.
I think you're right about that. I think there's also this notion that flexibility is important. And, you know, the conversations that we were having about faster payments, there, to your point, there's always the tension between who wants it faster and who really doesn't. And I think at the end of the day, the flexibility associated with being able to make faster / real time, which is really what people mean when they say faster, they really mean immediate. I send money to your business and you get it right away. When at the end of the day, settlement doesn't, you really don't need to have access to it right away. But most of the time, yeah. Right. But the flexibility associated with, having that optionality, I think, is what people are looking for.
I agree. And I think that somewhere in there, there's pricing that optionality becomes important. So we'll have to see how this plays out. Slow is not good. Checks are bad. So anybody that's sitting on the other side of that fence saying that, yep, I want slower paper-based payments is just absolutely sitting on the wrong side of history.
That should be a bumper sticker.
So, yeah, I mean, it'll be very, very interesting to see how it goes. Like you, I'm also on both of those sort of security and faster payments task forces. And there are some other infrastructural things that I think are also so important to us in our payment system. Certainly security and the masking of account numbers. I find it unconscionable that in this day and age, you know, we expect businesses to hand out account numbers between each other, you know, in order to settle payments. It's crazy.
Yes, it is crazy. So what will get businesses off of checks? It seems like we're going in the wrong direction. I mean, to use your slogan, slower payments, a check paper-based payments are not really the future, but it seems like they are the future because they're growing. What has to change in order for paper-based payments to disappear?
I wish I could say that there's some magic wand we could wave and make them all go away. I think that, you know, this comes back to why B2B payments have been, to some extent, slower to take off. So much of this has to do with the complexity of the process, right? I mean, you know, you have to really think about the check at the end of the day, or the payment, it comes out, is a terminal event at the end of a sort of a longer, complex workflow, right? An invoice is received, the invoice is sort of routed for approval, you know, it is approved, it ages before it's being paid, and so on. And, you know, I really truly think that, you know, at least this is what we believe, right? At Mineral Tree, you have to take control of that process. You have to provide businesses with a solution that allows them to think about that entire invoice-to-pay cycle more effectively, and then take on the responsibility of actually, if necessary, automating the issuance of those paper checks, right? Today what happens is that it's a double whammy. Not only do businesses issue paper checks, they actually issue the paper checks themselves. They sit down and write checks. They sign checks. They stuff envelopes. They stick stamps on them. That's completely unnecessary. So if we're going to, like, make a dent into this market, you know, we have to first start by picking off the pieces that are eminently solvable before saying, you know, world peace is here. And so, you know, I think we truly believe that one way to solve that problem is to automate the process and sort of take on the responsibility, solution providers like us, of actually automating the creation of checks. You know, it is possible. You know, all of the payments that are made by our customers, although they still, a large majority of them are paper checks, we manufacture for them, right? We print and mail for them, right? And once we kind of get them into the habit of an automated process, then you can wean them off the check onto other rails. And which brings me to point number two. We've got to make it easier for businesses to be able to access these alternate rails. You know, people talk about virtual cards a lot. Well, how accessible is a virtual card for a middle market business doing $10 million in annual revenue? Is your bank going to create a commercial credit line for you to support that card? I don't know. It might not be scalable. All these guys are really going after the larger businesses. So the accessibility to these different payment rails, whether it's ACH or credit card or debit card or EFT networks, is a big part of it. You know, you can't simply say, go talk to your bank, it's going to happen. You know, solution providers like Mineral Tree have to integrate the bank's offering into the solution so that that entire end-to-end process from the ERP system to the bank is seen as a continuum rather than, you know, islands of automation.
Interesting. So that brings me to my final question, and that is, as you think about 2016 and the things that you're going to be focused on in order to accelerate this move to the future and talking to your customers about weaning them off of this paper-based process, which I take the point they don't see it as much because you handle that for them. What are the things that you're going to be addressing and implementing, deploying in 2016?
Well, I think first and foremost, we all recognize that solving this problem, the time has come. There's increasing market awareness, to automate, B2B payments, both AP and AR. Sitting where we sit, for us, it's all about creating much greater awareness in the marketplace among businesses, mid-market businesses, to automate accounts payable. That's the first step. I think once people are aware of the fact that there are solutions in the marketplace to help them reduce costs, improve security, improve controls, go home early, sleep well at night, then I think that we can talk about how solutions like MineralTree can solve these issues. And I think it also tucks into some of the other movements that we see in the marketplace today, which is bringing greater, better, more comprehensive payment choices. We've got to do that. And those are both areas that we'll be spending a lot of time at MineralTree.
Well, BC, it's always great to catch up with you. I really enjoyed our conversation. I look forward to talking to you about some of those things, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Karen.